旁观者。
You know, they're like you and I when we go down 95 and we see an accident.
就像你在95的时候呢，开车看到有前面有车祸。
And there's no reason at all to have a traffic problem.
那事实上呢，别人车祸你根本不需要停下来，不需要有塞车的现象。
But you find traffic slowing down very slow because the onlookers want to see what's going on.
但是你又看到一个现象，就是呢，这些经过的人呢，总是很好奇的想停慢下来看看到底是怎么样的车祸。
So we see those that were uninterested, they just wanted to see what's going on.
所以他们不是兴趣，而是好奇到底怎么回事而已。
They were the curious.
他们好奇。
They wondered about it.
他们是在疑惑说怎么回事。
They wanted to see what was happening.
他们想知道怎么事情发生了。
And today we have those that are very curious. They just want to see what's happening.
一样的，今天有很多人是好奇心，只是想知道到底是怎么回事。
Not really interested very much.
不是真的有兴趣。
Then we see that there was one of the criminals. There were two criminals on the cross, and one of them looked at him like this.
那么现在呢，耶稣旁边有两个罪犯，那么其中的一个这样子看这个十字架。
Aren't you the Christ?
你不是基督吗？
Can't you get down and take us with you?
难道你们不能救你自己跟救我们吗？
Scorning him,
那是在
wanting to use him,
一方面很想利用他，
but not loving him,
但是不是爱他，
not understanding what's going on,
也不是了解为什么耶稣钉十字架。
And there are many like that today.
也有很多人是这样的一个立场。
Actually wanting to use the benefits of the cross, but there's nothing real in
their heart. 他们要十字架的带来的这个福气或者是好处，但是呢，不是真的知道十字架。
But there was another criminal.
另外一个罪犯在旁边。
Going through the same experience.
一样的这样的经历。
Suffering just like the other one was.
跟另外一个罪犯一样在受苦。
But he said to the other of the criminals and said, "Listen, we deserve what we're getting."
他就跟那个对方啊，在取笑耶稣的说呢，我们。所受的是应该的。
But this man has done nothing to deserve this.
而这个耶稣呢，他根本没有做任何的事情。
How did he know?
他怎么知道呢？
How did he know that Jesus?
他怎么知道耶稣没有做什么事情呢？
Because no doubt he may have been one of the crowd that had heard the marvelous messages.
无疑的，他一定在很多就是很多人群众当中曾经看过或者是听过耶稣。
Maybe he was there when the feeding of the 5,000.
或许当耶稣在喂养那五千人的时候呢，他就在其中的一个。
Maybe he knew Mary, the one that Jesus had cast out 7 devils.
或许他也看过耶稣怎么样把这个抹大拉的玛利亚的这个里面的邪灵赶出去。
Maybe he was one of those that listened and his heart sort of turned, but he liked the sins better.
或许他是那个听到耶稣讲到很想接受，可是呢，可是又很非常的这种喜爱犯罪。
How many are there like that?
有没有很多人也是像这样，对不对？
They hear the messages.
听到了信息。
They understand what Jesus came for.
了解耶稣为什么到世上来。
They've seen even those people who have changed and their lives have changed.
也看着别人的生命都因为耶稣改变了。
But they still want to live their sinful life.
但是还是要持续过那种罪的生活。
They don't want him to take charge of their life.
因为我不要耶稣来管理我的生命。
Until they come down to the end.
到后来的终局就是这样子。
This is where I think of the marvelous mercies of God.
我就从这里看到神的连续有多少。
This morning I got a phone call from K Man.
今天早上我接到一个电话，从 K Man 接到一个电话。
One of my friends, their son was died this week.
有一个我朋友的儿子呢这个礼拜死了。
About a month or so ago, I went to K Man.
那在一个月以前呢，我去了那个地方。
To be with this woman, whose husband had died, and now her son had died.
我那时候去是陪着他。这个朋友因为他的先生刚过世，现在他的儿子又死了。
When her husband had died, everyone expected me to come and be with her, but I couldn't because I had to speak.
在他的先生去世的时候，在这个葬礼里面，很多人希望我去，可是我没有办法，因为抽不了身，我在这里要讲道。
I made plans for another week to go, but I couldn't make that.
然后我又希望能够在葬礼之后能够马上去，又没有办法实行。
And I changed my airplane ticket and then I finally went.Oh, maybe it's been
所以我的机票一再的改，到后来就离了一段时间才去陪他。
Now I spent 10 years in Cayman. I know lots of people. And anytime I go, I'm visiting. The whole time I'm here, there, going around.
所以每次我去的时候呢，我在做这种探访，就是探访那些朋友的啊这样的一个事情。
But this was the most unusual experience.
但是这次去呢，很特别的一个经验。
I stayed with my friend whose husband had died, and now her son died.
我就全时间陪着我这个啊先生死的这个朋友，而且现在他儿子也死了。
As the young people said, I had no wheels.
那 OK， 那年轻人常说呢，我没有脚，就我讲，我们中文说没有脚哈，或者没有车。
So I couldn't get around.
所以呢，我没有办法走到哪里去。
And I began looking in the phone book for certain people that I knew that probably would help me out, and I couldn't find their phone numbers.
那我很想去看朋友，可是呢，我找了一些电话呢，啊，也找不到电话可以打电话给他们来带我。
So I thought, well, Lord, this is where you want me, right here in this house, and this is where I'm going to stay.
所以我就发现说，神啊，我知道这一次你要我就是全时间全心的留在这个家庭这个地方，我不要去哪里了。
And except for one afternoon, that's where I stay.
除了一个下午的时间，其他时间我都留在这个啊妇人的家里面。
It happened that her son that has that just died was staying there that night.
那个时候他的儿子还没有死，那儿子那个儿子呢，刚好也留在家里面跟他妈妈住在一起。
And I got chance that week to talk to Dave.
所以在那一个礼拜，我有很多时间可以跟这个年轻人谈。
Now I knew him since he was young.
我年轻，他很年轻，我就认识他。
But I never really got chance to know him and to talk.
但是却没有机会好好的认识他，了解他，跟他交谈。
He was a sinful boy.
他是一个充满着罪的一个男人。
He was willful to live in sin and do his own thing.
他是很任性的，很故意的要活在罪的里面。
He was raised up in the church.
他在教会里面长大。
He knew what was right. He knew what was wrong.
他知道什么是对，什么是错。
He knew that death without Jesus meant hell.
他知道说，如果没有耶稣的话，到后来的终点就是灭亡。
But he went on his way, just like this thief did in his time that he was going about. He went on his way doing his own sinful thing.
就像我刚才讲的，这一位啊，在钉在耶稣旁边的这个啊这个强盗，他虽然知道耶稣好，可是他还是一样走到这个终局。
But that week, God closed me in with that young man and his sister.
就在那个礼拜呢，神就把我啊，好像把我 关在那个地方，跟这个啊，就是把我放在这个地方，跟他的儿子跟女儿在一起。
And he gave me time to talk and him to talk.
给我有时间可以来对这个啊儿子讲话。
I know that he was recognizing that he wasn't going to be here much longer.
那他自己已经知道说自己不能活很久了。
He was on a dialysis machine. He's been on it for several years. I don't know how many years.
他一直在洗肾，不了多久了。
He said, Sister Schwartz, we sit there and we think who's going to die next.
那他就坐在那里说：“我爸爸死了，那下一个是谁呢？”
You see, being on the machine, you're never going to get well. It's just going to go be downhill.
啊，对不起哦，他说坐在那个机器洗肾的那边呢，他就想哪一个会先死呢？因为在那个地方呢，你知道说实在是没有多少保证。
And we talked about it.
我们就在谈。
When I got ready to leave on that Saturday morning, I started to go toward the door. I said goodbye to them.
在我离开以前呢，我已经走到门口跟他们啊说再见了。
Then I heard Dave's voice from the kitchen.
然后我就听到这个儿子呢在啊厨房讲话。
And he said, Sister Schwartz, if I never see you again here, I'm going to see you in heaven.
他从这个厨房就喊出来说，啊牧师啊，如果我没有办法在世上再见到你的话，我就天堂跟你见面了。
It struck me.
让我觉得很惊讶。
Oh, I want to see Dave in heaven.
我真的要在天堂里面跟他见面。But
he's not serving God.
但是我知道说他好像不服侍神，不认识神。But
just a little while after, his mother, I called her, I don't remember which one, and she said, you know, Sister Schwartz, Dave got saved. He asked Christ to forgive him.
我回来之后，我就听到他家里面的人跟我说呢，这个儿子呢已经相信耶稣，他得救了。You
see, my friends, that's what the cross meant.
这个就是十字架的意义。
That's why Jesus could look over at that thief and he said, Today shall thou be with me in paradise.
就是耶稣在那个当头呢，就在十字架上可以对旁边那个强盗说，今天你就要跟我在乐园里面。
In our humanity, we would have said, Listen, man, man. You wouldn't listen to me. You lived your own life. You lived in sin. Time and time again I spoke to you, but you rejected me.
以人性的正常反应应该会说，你看，我跟你不是讲很多了吗？你不听我讲的吗？那你为什么还要这样故意犯罪呢？
Why should I do anything for you now?
这个时候呢，你都不听了，我这个时候还为你做什么？要我为你做什么呢？
But the heart of the cross is love for mankind.
十字架上的爱，对人的爱。
So there is that cross surveyed, rather is that man surveyed Jesus on the cross. He on the cross, he recognized his only hope was in Jesus Christ.
当我们下面的群众看着这个十字架的时候，在十字架上面的强盗他已经体识到，知道说这是我唯一最后的生机，最后一个希望了。
And the loving Christ reached out and said, "Today."
那爱我们的主就在那里接受他，跟他说，你今天要同我在乐园里面。
Now when Jesus died, the Pharisees, they had one thought, get him down from the cross because the Sabbath is coming. There they were with their ritual. There they were with laws and rules. Get his body down and get it away because the Sabbath is coming.
那因为碰到的是安息日了哈，那对于这个守法的法利赛人是很介意这个，很禁忌这个，所以他们就赶快说，赶快把耶稣的这个尸体拿下来，不要让他挂在那里。
That's why we have to keep the cross before us.
那就是为什么我要把十字架摆在前面。
If not, we're not careful, we'll get on one side, we'll get ourselves involved in what we think about this and what we think about that, and we get legalistic about things until we lose sight of the cross of our Lord Jesus.
我们如果不小心的话，有太多的东西很重要，到后来说十字架赶快把它移开，我们很容易就会失去了这个十字架这个很重要的啊这个一项。
The Sabbath day is coming. Get him out.
安息日来了。
Get him in the grave.
不可以挂在那里了，赶快拿下来。
He didn't realize he was the one who made the Sabbath.
刚才他说呢，如果我们太注重那些法条的话，那么到后来就失去了这个真正的信仰的这个啊意义。那么事实上，耶稣说是他设立的安息日。
Oh, that God will help us not to become legalistic.
求神帮助我们，不要
成为一个。Help us not to become extreme at this side and extreme at that side.
不要成为一个很这边极端那边极端，或者是一个啊只守律法的人。
I've come to a conclusion.
我有一个结论。
Whenever I get something that I am extreme and I have to make everybody believe what I want to believe, it's because I'm trying to make it to heaven on works.
那每一次如果你发现你是在一个极端上面认为每一个人都要这样子非这样不行的时候，那么你已经有一个现象，就是你要靠着你的行为上天堂，不是靠着恩典。
You must do it my way. You must do it our way.
我的方法。
You must do it this way, this man says.
我们的方法。
My friends, we have it only one way, and that's through the blessed cross of our Lord Jesus.
按照谁的方法？但是只有一个方法，就是耶稣基督还有他的十字架。
Then we see Joseph of Arimathea.
我们来看看约瑟。
A man who was a one of the leaders and yet he loved Jesus.
是一个啊有领导地位可是爱耶稣的人。
He had them come. He went and asked for Jesus' body. He had them come take it down and wrap it up for burial and take it off to the grave that he had.
那么这是一个很爱耶稣而且等着要帮耶稣埋葬的，要帮耶稣啊做埋葬的这样的一个人。
He viewed the cross with love.
他用爱来看十字架。
He viewed the body of Jesus Christ was sacred.
那他用一个很神圣的心来看这个耶稣的尸体。
This we must view Christ as love.
这就是我们应该要用的心态来看十字架，爱。
But there the Roman soldiers have been gambling. They have been gambling for his garments. But suddenly when it all happened.
当这个啊兵丁为耶稣的外袍在拈阄在抽签的时候呢，有一件事情还发生了。
When Jesus cried,It is finished.
耶稣讲了一句话，成了，完成了。
The darkness had come upon that area. The darkness had come.
然后呢，整片就笼罩在这个黑暗里面。
And that Roman stood there and said, "Surely, this was a man of God."
有一个罗马人看着这个景况，他讲了一句话。
More than that, this was the Son of God.
他说呢， 这个确确实实是神的儿子。
You see, God took a man that no doubt was indifferent, that was gambling, that was laughing and joking, and suddenly through the experience of the cross, he realized this is the Son of God.
在一片的这种嘲笑、谩骂或者是存疑、不关心的气氛之下呢，这个罗马人他说，这个真的是神的儿子。
Many have thought it was ridiculous.
很多人说这是很荒唐。
It's just a story.
那这是一个故事而已。
It's just another man.
那只是另外一个人的故事而已。
It's just a good teacher.
只是一个好的老师的问题而已。
But in your own country today, there are hundreds of thousands of young people and older people that are standing and singing unto the praises of God because of the cross of Jesus Christ.
今天在我们的国家里面有千千万万的人呢，因为十字架。高声在赞美歌颂。
There was a young woman, well, I guess she's in her 40s, that was a house church leader, a very wonderful woman.
有一个家庭教会的一个传道人，她是一个姊妹，大概在40岁左右。
But she got cancer.
她得了癌症。
And she was a period of time in struggling, fighting against this cancer.
为了这个癌症呢，她非常的挣扎。
The love that the church showed her.
但是教会的爱就在旁边的陪着他。
They gave money to help her with different things.
用钱。
They were there to be with her.
用东西、用时间来支持这个传道人。
She wasn't fearful of death.
所以她不畏惧死亡。
One of the doctors said, "I don't understand. You're the strangest woman I ever met."
有一个医生说呢，你是我最奇怪的病人。
What made the difference?
到底什么让她这么
不一样呢？ The cross of Jesus Christ.
十字架。
No doubt she had.No doubt she had been one that had been taught there was nothing to it. She had been one that was taught there was nothing to Christ.
或许在这个生病的时间呢，他啊，有人跟他说：“你看你的耶稣是什么呢？根本没有什么，没有这回事。”
That there was no God.
根本没有神。
But somewhere along the line, Jesus Christ became real to her life and changed her life.
但是在生病当中，我们发现到耶稣借着他自己的。啊，这种奇妙呢，改变了这个妇人，而且呢，在她成为很真实的信心。
And today she's in heaven enjoying.
现在她已经在天上享受她的永恒。
Some of you have seen the tapes have been going around, the cassettes have been going around, the DVDs, and there you see a young woman, around 17 years old, no education, seventh grade education.
很多人正在传看那个十架在中国的这个 DVD 哈，里面有一个17岁的一个姊妹，没有受多少教育，但是因为她注目看十
架，
成为上帝所拣选的一个器皿。
And he began to pour in words and in melodies into her heart.
神把她的话语还有这些诗歌呢，就放在这个姊妹的心里面。
And over these 10-15 years, God has given her the marvelous ability to write over 900 hymns.
十年来，神这样子高抹她，使她写了。900多首的诗歌。
Her father, just a farmer, just a lowly man, I can see him sit there with this look on his face saying, it has to be God.
他的父亲是一个很卑微的一个背景，农家出身的，看着这样的一个女儿，他知道这一定是神。
He knows his daughter.
因为他认识他的女儿是怎么样的。
He knows she doesn't have that kind of ability.
他知道他的女儿不会有这种能力的。
But the Christ of the cross has filled that vessel and using it to reach out across the vast domains of China.
十字架上的基督呢，他有那种能力可以来触摸，可以来用这个器皿。
You see, this is what the cross is.
这个就是基督这个十字架的真谛。
Multiply that by hundreds of thousands of experiences of people that were in sin, that were murderers, that were mean, that were jealous, that were adulterers, that Jesus Christ changed through the cross.
太多的这些，不管是没有道德，或者是奸淫，各种这样的一个，在这个罪的生活里面，有太多的人因为十字架改变了。
Multiply those by those that are proud and indifferent and haughty.And that wants and craves after things, Jesus changes.
有太多的人在这种骄傲、贪婪这样的一个恼恨里面生活的人呢，因为十字架被改变了。
You're looking at one today that Christ changed me tremendously.
你可以看到耶稣的十字架的改变的大能。
I was born in the inner city of Baltimore.
我是在城市里面长大的。
They had their little gangs, and at one time I almost was involved in one of them.
在那里有很多帮派，我差一点就要参加帮派。
I was a little thief.
我那个时候呢，是一个小小偷。
There's a lot of things that I'm not proud of.
我实在是讲起来是不是很光荣的事情。
But I know what Jesus did for me.
但是我知道耶稣为我做了什么事。
And what He's still doing for me.
而且仍然在做。
This is the cross, my friends.
这个就是十字架。
It's the reality and the power and the dynamics of God Almighty working through man through His Son.
神的大能借着耶稣基督，然后呢，发生在人的身上。
Oh, we say, why did Adam and Eve fall? Why did sin come in this world? But let me tell you, He sent a beautiful cure for sin.
或许我们一直把自己的想法放在为什么死啊啊这个伊甸园呢？这个亚当夏娃要坠落，为什么我们会落到这个地步？但是我们现在我们要看到，耶稣用了一个会啊神用了一个很美妙奇妙的方法来解决这个问题。
You see, when we look at the cross.We should see ourselves for what we really are.
当我们看十字架的时候，你首先要看到你自己，到底我的真正的自己是怎么样的人。
We recognize that we were born in sin.
我们就看到我是一个生出来就有罪的人。
Paul said we are dead in trespasses and sin.
保罗说我们在罪犯、过犯里面生的。
But it's the cross that quickens us, brings us to life.That inner man, that spirit, that grasp hold of His truth.
十字架把我里面的这个死的这个灵呢，把它唤醒起来，让我得到啊光照。
When I look around me, I see the sins of the world.
当我四周围看一看，这个世界的罪太邪恶了。
Little girl that goes out, and the man that kidnaps her and kills her.
比如说，像对于小孩子的绑票。
Big companies like Enron that's willing because of their selfishness to rob hundreds of thousands of people, no doubt, out of their little life savings.
还有那些想要抢夺诈骗钱财的。
Whether it's the rich, whether it's the poor, we live in a world that says, let's get and I want what I want.
在这个世界里面呢，不管是啊有钱没钱，有这种想法，就是我要我就要。
That's why Jesus came. That's why the cross.
那就是为什么耶稣到世上来，因为太邪恶了。那就是为什么要有十字架。
You see, man may be like, you know, like dogs.
或许人有一些像狗的特性。
Maybe you have a nice little dog.
比如说有一只很好的狗。
And so you tell him now, get up there, get off that couch.
然后你就说呢，啊，到啊，不要啊，坐在那个沙发上面。
And do you know what some dogs will do?
你知道狗会怎么反应吗？嗯，有的狗就不甩。
They'll turn their head the other way.
他们会把他的头转开。
Now I told you to get off that couch.
我叫你下来，有没有听到
？I remember I had a cat one time.
我记得我有一只猫。
And I can't stand anything in the house like a cat or a dog, really.
那不管狗跟猫也好，我不喜欢他们在家里面。
But I lived where in the back of my house were a lot of field mice.
那因为我的后面有一大片啊，这种好像野地哈，有老鼠。
And it seemed like any time the little mother mouse wanted to have her little brood, she would come in my house and have.
那每一次呢，这个母老鼠呢，想要就是想要繁衍，它就跑到我的家里面来。
I was having a board meeting in my house.
有一次呢，我有一个董事会。
And about four little mice, and I know they weren't very old. They must just pretty much about.Came out and was dancing around in front of the people.
就这样，眼睛看着几只大老鼠在那里，好像在跳舞一样。
My dear little ladies, you know that are so particular. Oh, Sister Swartz, I wouldn't have them in my house.
然后，其中一个董事是女的，她说：“我不会希望我的家里面有老鼠的。”
I thought I don't want them in my house.
我就说我自己也不喜欢呢，难道我喜欢吗
？So one dear little lady, she's sort of kind to me. She said, "I think you ought to get a cat."
所以他就建议说呢，好不好？你去啊找一只猫。
So I got a cat.
所以我就找了一只猫。
But tell you, I can't stand them much.
可是我没有办法去啊，就是说接受这个猫到里面来。
Now you know cats usually wash themselves.
那猫是自己可以洗澡的。
Not my cat.
但是我的猫可不洗。
I washed him.
我必须，我的猫啊，是我帮它洗澡。
I actually got one of the men to make me a screenish type of things that I could put it there and put his claws on it so he couldn't hurt me while I was
sleeping. 因为猫洗澡的时候，它的爪子会抓哈，所以他就设计一个东西，让这个猫的爪子抓住那个东西，可以帮它洗澡。
And there he'd be wet, looked like a rat.
然后呢，他就湿淋淋的，然后呢，就看起来好像一只老鼠一样。
One day I remember I had bathed him and I. After a little bit, I went and looked, and there he was on the bed.
然后有一次我把他洗完澡之后呢，后来一看怎么跑到我的床上去了。
And I really would get him off that bed.
我就很想叫他离开那个床。
And I shall never forget it.
我就永远不要忘不了那件事情。
That cat looked at me as if to say, "You try it, and you'll see what happens."
那个猫对我的眼神的意思是说，你试试看，看我会怎么样。
You know, that's the way the human nature is.
有时候
we ignore the fact.
有时候人性就像这样，就像那只狗不理。
We ignore the fact that we're not always nice.
不理那个现实，不理那个不好的那个事实。
I don't know how some people live with you.
我不晓得人怎么跟你在一起的。
I don't know how they live with me.
我也不晓得人怎么跟我相处
的。Until Jesus came into my heart, you know, sometimes you're mean, you're hateful, you're trying to make miserable people's lives miserable.
有时候我们有那种恼恨生气，有时候呢就是要故意跟别人过不去。
And you just try to ignore it.
然后呢你说这个没有关系，我就是这样子。
And blame the other person.
然后呢怪罪别人。
You see, this is the way mankind is.
这是人性，就是不理，没有关系，不管。
But Jesus Christ came to cure that out of our lives.
但是耶稣来就是要来帮助我们离开这种生活。
For the word of God said, for God so loved this world.
因为神的话告诉我们，神那么的爱这个世界上的人。
I cannot understand that so loved the world.
神爱哈，那神那么的爱，这个那么的爱，我没有办法了解。
In another place it said he loved us when we were unlovable.
另外一个解释说，怎么叫做那么爱呢？就是你即使我们是一个罪人的时候，我们不可爱的时候，他就爱我们。
He cared about us when we didn't care if he cared.
当我们不关心他的时候，他已经关心我们了。
He cared about us when we didn't deserve to be cared for.
当我们不配的时候，他就已经那么的爱我们。
You see, the love of Christ is a compelling force.
所以神的爱，基督的爱就是这个能力。
This is why he came.
那就是为什么基督到世上来。
Not just to teach.
不是只有要教导。
Not just to heal.
不是只有要医治。
He cameTo die on the cross.
他到世上来为我们死在十字架上。
You say I don't understand it.
或许你说我不了解。
Well, it doesn't say to understand.
你不需要了解。
It says by faith we believe.
是用你的信心来接受相信。
You see, somebody has to take our punishment.
总是要有人来代替我。
Because you see,
为此受处罚。
God's attribute is He's a just God.
因为神的本性是公义的神。
Now we don't know a lot about justice today because our courts are corrupt.
这个世界呢，我们已经不懂什么叫正义公义了，因为我们的法庭已经腐败了。
But justice is when we get what we deserve.
那所谓的公义就是说你该你所做的呢是你该受的。
Now here you and I deserving to die and go to hell.
那我们所该受的是什么呢？是灭亡还有地狱。
Deserving to live such lives that after a while it gets very difficult many times.
我们所是该受的就是呢，我们自己走进了一个很艰难的境地。
He loves us.
但是他爱我们。
And so then something has to happen.
那这样的话怎么办呢？一定要有一个办法。
God by His very attributes cannot wink at your sin.
神的公义的完全的公义绝对不能跟你的罪有一点妥协。
He can't be like a mother that says, "Oh, forget it now." He's, you know, he's just that way.
他不像有些妈妈说没关系了，让他去吧，没有这样的。
No, he has to be satisfied.
这样的对神的公义是没有办法来满足的。
So Jesus Christ came to be the satisfaction for God.
所以耶稣。到世上为你来满足了父神的心意。
During some of the wars years ago, you know, people could buy someone to go to war for them.
你知道在以前呢，战争的时候呢，有一种就是方法，就是你可以付钱请别人帮你去当兵。
That person became a substitute for them.
那个人就成为一个代替，代战者。
And Jesus Christ is a substitute.For you and I.
耶稣就是为你为我是我们的代替者。
Every pain, every drop of blood, every hurt that he had was because of you and I.
不管是痛苦或每一滴血，每一个过程他所经过的都是为你，也是为我。
May I ask you this morning when you look at the cross?
今天早上我要问你，当你看着十字架的时候，你看到什么？
If you're a faithful child of God, you see redemption.
如果你是那一个对神忠诚的人的话，你会看到那你的定罪。
He has bought me back from Satan.
那你的救赎，对不起，那你的救赎，因为他把我从魔鬼的手中救回来。
For we were born in sin, and the word of God said, "Your father, the devil."
那当我们在罪里面的时候，我们的父亲是世上的魔君，是魔鬼。
But Jesus paid the ransom price for you and I.
耶稣我们付上了这个赎价。
He reconciled us with God.
他在那里把我们跟父神和好了。
Once again, he brought the hand of God to the hand of man and reconciled us.
耶稣把天父的手跟我们人的手把它拉在一起了。
Until you and I can look up into God's face and say, Father, God.
以至于我们对着上帝祷告说，我们敢这样说，慈爱的父神。
He binded us to God.
他把我们连接到用他的宝血把我们连接到父神的身边来。
For those of us that are saved, we recognize without the cross, it's hell.
因为对于认识的人啊 ，I'm sorry
about the cross.
对认识的人知道说没有十字架，那就是灭亡。
We don't often speak about hell.
我们不太讲地狱的。
But the word of God talks a lot about.
但是你要知道，圣经是讲很多地狱的。
Oh, an awful lot.
可是讲很多地狱的。
In fact, if I'm remembering right, someone said Jesus spoke more about hell than heaven.
那如果我没有记错的话，耶稣讲的时候呢，讲地狱多于讲天堂。
There are those that go around and said God's too good to send us to hell.
有的人说呢，神那么慈爱，难道会把我们送到地狱去吗
？Friend, God doesn't send anyone to hell. We send ourselves.
神没有送任何人去地狱，是我们自己决定把我们自己送到地狱去的。
He said, "I didn't make hell for man."
神他不是为人造地狱。
He didn't make it for us.
没有，不是这样的。
He made it for the fallen angels.
神造地狱的用意呢，是为了这些坠落的天使。
But he said, "I had to enlarge hell for man."
神的话告诉我们，他必须要扩大这个地狱。
So, folks, whether we believe it or not, God's word says it.
不管你相不相信神的话，就是这样说。
And so you and I recognize that because of the cross, we don't have to face hell, but we can go home to be with God.
当你看着十字架的时候，你就知道说，因为有这个十字架，我不需要下到那个地狱去，我可以回家跟神在一起。
If you're unsaved, if you don't know Him today,
如果这个时候今天你还不认识主。
He is your only hope.
他是你的唯一的盼望。
Now there's a lot of religions.
有很多的宗教。
And you say, well, you're a bigot because you say ours is yours is the only way.
有人或许想说你实在是太自大了，太自负，以为你只有你才是道路。
No, I didn't say that.
我不是这样说。
The word of God did.
是神的话这样说的。
You see, it would be so much easier to let everybody think it's just so you believe in God, just so. It's all right.
如果我们有一些比较宽阔一点、比较妥协一点，你不觉得这样对大家比较容易一点吗？
That would be so、
没有关系，这样也没有关系，那也没有关系，这样不是会更吸引很多人来吗？
But as a minister of God, you have to look you in the face and say, "My friends, there is only one way to heaven, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ."
但是最难的是，身为神的仆人，必须要面对一个人，跟他说这是唯一的道路。
The word of God states it.
神的话这样子讲。
You know, God doesn't ask us to debate anything. He asks us to believe.
神没有说要跟你来争论，证明什么是对的。但是上帝要的只有要你来相信。
You know, I spent a good part of my life trying to defend God.
我的大半的时间呢，常常在保护神，防卫神。
Mrs. She used to call me the secretary of God.
所以我就给她一个名称，我说你是神的秘书，就是要为神去。去辩白事情。
But one day he let me know he doesn't need me to defend him.
有一天神就让我知道他不需要我的防卫。
Some of us try to argue, we try to persuade, but let me tell you, my friends, God has ways of giving to the human heart through the blood of Jesus Christ and the cross of Calvary.
有人争执，有人辩论，有人辩证，但是呢，神有他自己的方法来触摸到人的心。
He has ways of taking the hard heart and soften it and bringing them down to Jesus.
他有他的方法，借着耶稣把他的话语放到人的心里面来。
My friend Dave that I just told you about would have never said that to me years ago, but now God brought him down through sickness until he recognized he must and he had and to need of Jesus Christ.
刚才我提的这位过世的这个儿子呢, 他在几年以前, 你绝对听不到他讲这种话的, 但是呢, 因为神的奇妙, 啊, 容许他生病到个地步呢, 他知道, 他, 啊, 没有盼望。
Maybe you're not committed today.
或许你是一个还没有看到十字架，你还没有委身的人。
Maybe you have found Jesus.
或许你已经找到耶稣。
You've asked him to forgive you.
你也求他原谅你的错。
You've been baptized.
你也已经受洗。
But you're not committed to him.
但是你却没有委身。
You see, the word of God says, if anyone desires to come unto me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
因为耶稣的话很清楚告诉我们，哪一个人要跟随我的话，哪一个人要做我的门徒的话，就是要舍己，然后背起十字架，天天背起十字架，然后要跟随主。
Now the cross is not a just one time event.
十字架不是只有那个时候，那个哥哥他的十字架而已。
Because we glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们要在那里荣耀主耶稣。
He tells us that we are crucified with him.
因为他说我们要与他同钉十字架。
And so therefore you and I live by the cross.
所以呢,我们是要活在十字架里面的。
We deny ourselves and follow him and we take up our cross and follow him.
舍己舍掉自己,然后继续的 背起挑起这个十字架, 然后跟随主,
and this is where it gets good.
这个才是真的,
as we follow him.
当你跟随的时候,
and we see him begin to mold us and shape us.
然后在这个跟随的当中, 开始塑造我们, 开始来磨造我们。
Oh, my friends, this morning, when we survey that wondrous cross,
当你再次举目来看这个十字架的时候,
that cross of our Lord Jesus Christ,
那耶稣基督的十字架,
that can change you,
可以改变你,
and give you a new life,
给你新的生命,
a new perspective,
可以给你新的一个观点,
a new purpose,
新的目的,
and a new destiny.
然后一个新的目的地,
that's the cross of Jesus.
那这就是耶稣基督的十字架。
I'm going to ask someone to come and play softly for me, whoever's playing now.
Jennifer.
Heavenly Father, this morning,
天父,
as we come before your presence,
我们到你的面前来,
there are those that says the cross is foolishness.
有的人说十字架是愚昧的,
but it's the cross that brings us to God.
但是却是十字架我们带到父的面前。
I don't know where our people stand this morning.
我不晓得今天早上在这里大家站在哪一个地步。
There are many of them that have been to the cross and they love you and they've taken up their cross to follow you.
这个当中有很多人已经仰望你，然后背起十字架在跟随你。
But oh God, if there's any this morning,
今天早上如果还有人,
that's never been to the cross,
从来没有到
that's never pleaded that they're a sinner and they need the blood of Jesus Christ.
从来没有面对自己的里面的罪的问题，然后来请让耶稣的宝血洁净。
May you speak to their hearts.
求你对他们说话。
While Jennifer plays, we're going to ask if there's any this morning that would like to come to the cross.
今天早上我们一面思想这首诗歌。 一面问自己一个问题,
he can bring a marvelous change.
如果我还没有从来没有看过这个十字架的真谛的,
maybe
今天早上我听到了, 我愿意来思考,
then there may be those who you really don't take up your cross daily.
或许有些人已经看了十字架, 但是呢, 还没有真的背起十字架,
and you want to get closer to Jesus.
我愿意更亲近主。
If there's any this morning, we'd love to pray for you.
我们所爱的弟兄姐妹或朋友, 如果有这样的人, 你愿意举起你的手, 然后我们愿意来祷告, 请放下来, 感谢主, 放下来, 感谢主。 我愿意更靠近十字架, 我愿意甘心地背起十字架, 走耶稣的脚中。 我愿意与基督同钉十字架。十字架的意义就是舍己，就是死。不要把十字架看成一个重担，十字架就是死，然后埋葬，然后复活的荣耀。还有没有？你在思考的时候，你在默想的时候，还有没有？我们对神举这个手，我们只是要感谢主，请放下来，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，请放下来，感谢主。神看到我们的心意，他要按着我们的心意来报答我们。
Father, plant a seed this morning.
神啊，你撒你的种子。
In the heart of anyone that's dissatisfied.
好，让我们里面有意愿的人可以得到保护。
And anyone that's never been to the cross.
如果当中有人从来没有到十字架前的。
To those who may not be taking up their cross daily.
你就帮助他们，对于那些没有背起十字架的，你也帮助我们。
We leave them in your hands this morning.
我们就把每一个举起的这个手，还有诚实的心，交在你的手中。
We ask your blessed spirit to deal with them.
愿你的灵来祝福，来帮助我们。
For we want to see our people know you.
因为我们实在愿意看到我们的同胞，我们的弟兄姐妹真的认识你。
And to love you.
爱你。
And to live with you forever.
而且可以跟你永远的住在一起。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.